Pues te lo aclaré.
Showed at 7:02 p.m. Okay. I'll just talk slow. Mr. John Bittman. Mr. Ronald Sill.
Here.
Mr. Bruce Sill.
Here.
Heather Buten.
Here.
You hear Heather? We've been told that she's on there. Jose, are you here?
Yes.
Diane, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, how about you, Heather? I think she lost it. Okay, and Michael Kelleher.
Here.
Okay, we got the full house.
It must be free food.
Is that what it is? All
right. That's yours.
Yeah, the extras, go ahead.
Okay.
Any additions or deletions to the agenda?
I don't believe so, but Mr. O'Connell, I think, is on his way in now. He might have something.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good.
Used to run up those stairs.
Am I blocking you?
It's a comfy chair.
I'm going to go over there with Ken, so you don't have to feel like you have a good back.
If she wants to know if you have any additional deletions to the agenda.
Right. Negative.
Okay.
All right.
Come on here. Good job.
Thank you.
Does everybody have a chance to read the minutes from July 8th?
Make a motion to accept.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
All ayes.
Yeah.
What's up, Heather?
She said aye.
Aye. Okay. Because we know I didn't know.
No, I was half an aye.
Half she is.
Oh,
personally, I don't care.
There you go. Yeah, we got written for that.
We do?
Yeah, we do. We got a chair.
It's a good chair.
I know. There she is.
There she is.
Couldn't hear me. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yes, we had it wrong.
Good, how are you?
All right. What do you want to speak from the public?
It's all right here.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to give the commission an update on the signs for the right field, the football field. Okay, I spoke in front of the vote a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't have any real luck getting any money from them. The amounts are about $13,000 right now to get all the signs that we need. I spoke to Dennis about this already also. They suggested that we go to different Little League, Bob Warner, and other groups to get money for the, but it's not our responsibility, Little League or Bob Warner. I mean, this is a city responsibility. It was approved by the Board of Aldermen. Every one of the signs that we're talking about was approved by the Board of Aldermen.
Money was
and it doesn't have anything to do with the new field, really, either, because, you know, you put signs up, eventually they're going to get worn and torn. It needs to be replaced. And that's what happened with these. They took them down for the new field, to do the new field, but they were never, the ones that were good were put back up, like Charlie's is up there, and whatever other ones they put up are up there. But the main ones are not up there. DeFilippo Field, the Pinkney Filippo football field and Ryan Complex are the two most important ones. So after that meeting, I spoke with Brian Hall, and he suggested that, he said that he was going to talk to Mike Christianary. There might be some money there. And he did, and I did talk to Mike, and Mike didn't see what he could do for the two main signs anyway, at least one of the five that are left. So I haven't heard back from Mike as yet, but at least we're going to get something out of the streets department to put. So, you know, I want to get this done by football season.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's been 5 years already that these signs have been down and not put up. And it's not a major amount of money. It's $13,000. And so just want to update you on that if you have any questions.
What was the sign that was on the front of the press box?
That was this. One was, there were two on the press box. One was DeFilippo Field, football field, and Mitch Cirillo press box. Okay. And the committee, because I was a member of I was on both committees, but this is basically the football committee. And the football field committee decided they were going to put the football sign in front of the press box on the hill there. Yeah, and the Cirillo sign was going to go on the press box somewhere, or we'll say. But anyway, it's getting to be so long now you forget about. But all this stuff was approved by the football committee. You know, and then when Keith left, that's where all the problems really came about, because the committee didn't meet. I mean, all of this was approved by that committee, and we still don't know. Rob Hyder has been checking. He's on the board of aldermen. You know, he insists that there was money left in there. We just didn't approve these signs with no money left in that committee. There was money left, and nobody knows what happened to the money. Okay, so evidently it can't be found. I don't know, Dennis, you have anything else to say?
We're meeting with Brian Hall tomorrow, myself and Mike Piscinari.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to try to discuss and talk about possible financing. Is there anything left in the tank for trying to determine whether this money exists or not? Or,
well, Keith sent me a text saying there was $15,000 left in that committee money from the Senate. That was how many years ago? You know, I think
there's money left in the other account, which was the paid in.
No, this was in our.
That she donated. They just took $25,000 out to put the new speaker system.
Right.
Okay, so there's still a little bit left in there. I don't know exactly how much. But that would have, you know, if they were going to, I'm sure she would say yes, but.
So like, we're talking, yeah.
Going to her for all of this.
Yeah,
because, you know, I mean, it's. She already put probably a couple of $1 million into the football field. She paid for all the press box, all the staircase going up there. If she didn't do that, we'd have the press box on the 30-yard line.
Right.
Because they moved the field down, and if she didn't. She just wanted the project to go forward, and she agreed to do the press box, and she agreed to fix the sinkhole. It was a huge sinkhole on the visitor side of the field, which she paid to get fixed. And people don't know that. She put a couple of million into that football field also.
There's a text that says March 14th, 2022. Talked to Keith today. He said $14,000 left in the account for signs. And if need more, you could take it out of LOSIP. Exactly what he told me, and I kept it in my notes.
That's good.
So we never identify an account.
Well, the money got back into the general fund or whatever, it disappeared.
And that was totally out of the fund. It was a separate account.
It's over 2 years ago. Disappeared.
So with that, so we're discussing possibilities. I'll tell you, kind of like preliminary, Mike and I preliminarily are thinking Parks and Rec gets one, he gets one. Nicholas, Mitch Cirillo, Silvio Mastriani. Is there anybody else?
There was one more. It was five votes together. Charlie's is on there, but that's already up.
Okay, so
there were four others.
Okay.
Silvio.
And Mitch
and
So we're discussing a outstanding contribution for Silvio Mastroianni and Vince Cirillo, which is the Silvio was booster club concession stand. Mitch was the press box. So how does everybody think about that?
Both of those are no longer exist.
They don't. That's right. But you know.
Basically built a press box.
That means the Silvio one is supposed to go over the new refreshment stand.
But he didn't have any hand in it, did he?
He was in charge of the Founders Club for years and years. That's why they put the Board of Aldermen named that for him. So it should go wherever the refreshment stand is, regardless of whether it's a new building.
Oh, so that's got a refreshment stand.
Yeah.
I thought it was
up. And Vince Cirillo is the press box. He's the one that originally.
Listen, outstanding contribution. Luther Filippo is a little different. So is Leo Ebron.
Yeah.
You know, those guys, thank you very much. They're really good guys. Yeah. But they're not them, I don't think. And I don't want me to say anything negative, but outstanding contribution. I really don't agree with putting Nick Cirillo's name on that press box, but I do agree with citing him for what he did. Yeah.
And something, if anybody in the future should give.
Well, we could leave.
In other words, you might assign every year or something. You want to do that, right?
You're right. Well, so leave room.
Yeah. For anybody who else is.
That comes along that warrants that kind of.
Wasn't there a Red Clinch softball field too?
Yeah, no.
That's up? Okay.
That sign was a fairly new sign and it was good enough to put up.
So anyway, we're meeting with Brian to, I'm thinking that it's 14 and change. Okay. Anyway, we're going to talk about that tomorrow. So I presume that we need to look for fresh money. Everybody agree?
Can't find it in 3 years. I
got
to find it now.
Well, he said take it out of
LoSa,
too.
How's that
happen?
Okay.
Talk about it.
Yeah, all right.
Maybe it's not all dedicated yet.
What's that? Local capital improvement?
Yeah. It hasn't been dedicated at all yet. Huh? Capital planning has done nothing with it yet. But it's still in their hands.
Well, I got several items in capital, but these are not. But I guess they could go in. Well,
also, is a separate fund from capital, but it is dispersed out of that. Take a shot.
Well, I'll know more tomorrow.
Yeah. If we were to get a sign that honors the Silvio and Mitch Cirillo, Nicholas Cirillo, Mr. Cirillo to me, Mr. Cirillo. And Mr. Mastroianni, my father, I used to run numbers when we ran for state rep at the old lady school.
You guys right up.
I mean, election numbers, not money. not getting a cut of the way. But
the thing is, like Silvio put in a lot of time with the kids in Derby to the high school. He did football. The football, he was just about every game. He was at the refreshment stand.
You can't forget what the game.
You know, so I mean,
listen. No one's saying that forget about
it. No, if we do get a sign that honors the past people and any future people, it should be in a prominent place.
Yeah.
On display at the department. I call it department.
Yeah.
You know, department, but
It could be right next to the concessions.
Yeah.
Where a lot of people congregate.
Mm-hmm. And I hate to say it, but when we're all gone, these young kids will take it down.
Well, they got to be protected.
Is that it? All right, go.
We do have the stuff that you have on the other side of the field house on the higher level. Where they list the whole committee.
You mean?
They list the whole committee.
Yeah, on the other side.
Right. That whatever that is, that's a sign, right? Yeah. Obviously. That's pretty sturdy.
Yeah, that something like that would have been nice for Silvio.
Right. Okay.
I mean, right?
So the return. Well, I mean, you know, you're not going to get something with glass, or you know, yeah. See it,
right? So put this right over.
That doesn't place. Even have to be replaced. I mean, the wooden signs have to be replaced eventually,
right?
That's the kind of sign that
have that's to permanent. Replaced. But we also want to, like Mike said, we want to be able to add to ours.
Yeah, right.
So that's tricky. But until we figure it out, we don't know.
He's actually an interest tomorrow.
Financially, direction.
You want me to come to this meeting?
Listen, what's going on is we got fire marshals going to Payton, and the copier people are coming to the community center, and they're going to the public works garage. So me and Mike don't even know how we're doing it yet.
Okay.
Because we're tight.
So we would need to say,
recording in progress.
No, I'm going to say I got out of it. Okay, good.
Okay. We're still here.
Yes.
All right.
Hello?
Anyone else want to speak of abortion? Anyone else want to speak for public portion? Anyone else want to speak for public portion? Hearing none. Correspondence does. We have any? Okay. Park and Rec Director.
Okay. I think we'll start with, since Melissa's here. So I had that you started. And I have that it is hoped that you were compiling four tapes. And that's all I have. So you could tell us the rest.
Happy to give you an update. So we were hoping for four. We were landing on three. Had about 55 kids. We had a last minute coach resignation and a coach leaving Derby to go to another town, which caused a rift with a team. Ended up losing 10 kids over the coaches leaving.
Right.
And had to shuffle my other teams around to make sure I had a good amount of
today's sports.
We were trying to patch the teams together. We were trying to make sure that we didn't give them bare bones because we don't, you know, the minimum to have on a roster is 16. I still don't think that's a good number. Somebody gets hurt, somebody doesn't show, like it's still not a good number. So we tried everything possible to figure out a way to make three. We landed on two. I had to waiver some kids out of town, which breaks my heart to do, but to make sure they could play, we had to let them go. And so now we've landed on an 11U. We've got 25 kids on this roster. We're going to kick some butt this year with that team. And we've got a really good flag team again. So what was hopeful before, it ended up with two. Still have about 35 kids. Still accepting registration. We still have room for more. It's a struggle every year, as you know. So we recruited 55. So it's a little heartbreaking to end up with 35. But I have 10 on the flag team right now. Yeah, I have room for a few more. You only put 5 on the field at a time.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a good number. If I end up with a few more flag, I may end up with 2 flag teams. That's still a possibility. But for now, we're going to go with what we have. We've got a really strong group of 11-year-olds. They're actually 9, 10, and 11. And we're going to go with that.
I agree with keep making the team strong instead of like adding teams.
Yeah.
It all needs to be a great situation for everybody. Yeah. And when you 16 kids, you're kind of asking for it.
It's a struggle. Kids aren't having fun. They have to play too much. Like, we don't want to do that again. We've done that the last 2 years.
Did you have that team last year too?
We had flag 8, 10, and 12 last year. Yeah. So.
You didn't have 11.
No. So there's a good amount. We've got, last I checked, it was 10 10-year-olds and 10 11-year-olds and a small number of 9. So that group keeps going.
Yeah.
We've got a little bit of a powerhouse there. And they're all Derby kids. And they got one or two that aren't. But
the kids you farmed out,
yeah.
How old are they?
I had 3 12-year-olds. No, I'm sorry. 3 yeah. 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
All Derby kids.
Yeah.
They will all come back to Derby High.
Yeah.
Did
they go to Anselm?
Yeah.
Is that like no-no? Or
I feel like it's a parent's choice.
Okay.
Where they want to go. I didn't try to control that too much.
Mm-hmm.
What I did was tell the parents what teams were open to them. Ansonia was one of them. They chose to go elsewhere.
Okay.
And
you know, you're right about the parent making the call.
I don't feel that's my right to tell them.
Well, they're gone.
Well,
parents are taking practice.
None of us wanted to go. These are kids that played for us last year.
Yeah.
But to make a 12U with 5 12-year-olds and 10 10-year-olds, I don't feel good about.
No.
So I could have made it look right the way we want it to look on paper, and I just don't think it's right to do that to these kids. So that's what we did. So I don't have a schedule yet. I'm told I should have it by this weekend. Every time a schedule comes out, it gets changed a couple times. So I'll spare you those.
Yeah, but you're Sunday.
And get you. Yeah. I ask for Sundays only. We'll see. If we end up with an away game on a Saturday, that'll happen. But I only have Sundays here. So.
Well, that's not necessarily true, but.
I told them Sundays only.
Okay. You should.
Yeah. It's just easier.
You know, we do have some wiggle room, but you know, you don't have to tell them that.
It's just easier. I think it makes things more complicated, even for the parents. Like, we're
yeah, sure.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoons. So my question for the committee and for you, Dennis, is just clarification on what's expected of us for game day. Do I need to have? With the small amount of games at this point, you know, it was my idea last year to have a police officer there. If that's a requirement, I will do that again. But with a flag game and one other game, I don't know, that crowd might be easier for me to manage than 4 games. You know, that was my anxiety last year that made us hire a police officer. It's a large expense. Am I expected to have anything else there? Okay. I was asked to do a flag jamboree, which simply means that the flag teams in Southern, which would be probably 10 very small teams, come and probably play for 2 or 3 hours, quick flag games on a Sunday. Larger crowd than a regular Sunday, but given it's just flag, maybe not. I didn't commit, I was asked, because I also want to see from this committee what's expected of me in terms of cost and what I will have to do to see if it's even worth it for us. With the legwork and the expense, do I even think is it even worth it?
Will you make money?
Will I make money, or are we just going to kill ourselves for the day?
That's my question, yes.
So my question to this committee is, what are my expenses? What's expected of me for those days? Because I was expected to have a police officer for that last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I also had to pay public works.
And I would say yes to that.
To both?
Both of those.
Okay.
if you bring in 10 teams. Because
yep.
Listen, you know that parking is a huge issue.
Yep.
Okay. If it's permitted for this, 10 teams, Public Works is gonna need to be there, and I believe we need an officer
for that day. Yeah.
Because of the volume, it's a volume thing. Those other things, you should be.
I can't remember what. Was the determining factor of how many public works people I needed. I feel like I was told I had to have a certain amount.
It's two. Yeah, but I don't remember.
I don't remember. just no. remember there was.
It was blanket coverage.
Sent more people in because they said it was, you know, a lot of work. And I ended up with three instead of the two, which was an unexpected.
Yeah. Well, there were four-hour shifts. Yeah. 4 hour shifts, which could go with another four.
But honestly, it
could be two and two.
I can't imagine it taking more than 4 hours for the games.
Yeah.
It's just
but Public Works is a minimum of 4 hours.
Okay. So, and a minimum of two? Did I hear somebody say that? I have to have two people.
Yeah.
Okay. So 2 4 hours, and then the police officer is a minimum of 4 2. Okay. So I'll price that out. It would be for September 1st, which is the holiday weekend. I will let you know if we do it ahead of time.
Melissa, I thought at the one meeting we had when you were talking about how the expense was for a police officer, I believe Josh had said he was going to look into a private security to see if that's possible and what the cost would be for you.
I think we determined that because of the police contracts that would not be allowed.
Okay.
Because the police officers have what's the word?
Union.
Because
right of first refusal.
Yeah, right of first refusal. So I'm essentially we're not allowed to hire anyone outside of the police department to cover security in town.
Okay.
For a public event. Right?
Right. Any ex-cops here?
But thank you.
No, it sounds right.
It's yeah. So I'll follow up and let you know.
That's the flag jamboree, September 1st. Oh, okay.
Yeah, September 1st. Otherwise, as soon as I have the actual correct schedule, which will take a few rounds, I'll let you know. otherwise, we're good. We're bouncing ourselves around the fields because of weather.
Listen, you should get down on the turf if you could.
When it's open, we try. Kids love it.
Well, you should. I don't know how often you could. What's your name's not here? Jen.
I think she's online.
Is Jen there? Okay. So I don't have a schedule from her yet, complete with practice schedules.
Yeah, we've gone down, I think, once or twice on the days where it's just too muddy to be up top, trying to keep them out of the. If it's raining, we try to go down. If it's raining, we try to go down to the field. It's also easier for us if there's weather pending. I feel safer with them down on Payton because there's more places for them to go and hide if weather creeps up.
If you could coordinate it with the varsity teams, you could be there every night if you could. I think the problem is it's too late of a start. Is that right?
I just drove by on my way here and the high school was up there.
So is that the high school?
I thought so.
Maybe. I hope so. Because there's, I didn't have time to stop.
The actual practices start the 15th by CAAC rules, right?
Correct. Today's their last.
Let me ask, Jen.
Today's their last summer practice.
Huh? What'd she say?
Today is their last summer practice.
Today?
Today is their last summer practice, and then their OTAs in 15.
Yeah. All right. The field's loaded. Yeah. And as long as it's us.
Hey, Jen, what time do they wrap up practice going forward when they are back?
So football wraps up at 5:30, but then you've got soccer on there sometimes till 7:30, and if they have a home game, it starts at 6 and they're on till 7:30. So generally, the field is available at 7:30, which is kind of late, I think, for you guys.
So if I run into a weather issue, it's okay to just send you a text to see if it's open. If it's not, it's not.
Yeah, 100%.
In general, it's because of weather, because we're safer down there because we have more places to hide until parents pick up if something happens. I just feel better.
But you should, you guys should have access to that anytime.
You really don't need
What'd you say, Jen? I'm sorry.
I said, as long as we're not using it for anything, you are welcome to it any day of the week. You know what I mean?
Thank you. And we're smaller. So at this point we could hide in a corner.
Yeah.
And John just brought up a good point. We don't use the baseball field every night. And
all right.
No, a couple nights.
Listen,
couple nights
if you're down there, it's better.
Yeah, I agree.
And listen, you couldn't come down and get a locker room because that was the argument years ago, if you recall. Yeah, it was never said you can't come down and be on the fields. No. It was always said we don't have a place for it.
so it makes a little tough. But if weather's potentially bad, we'd rather be down. So that may be the reason we shift. And knowing that we can, thank you, we will. And we'll just make sure that we've got a spot. Do you have people at night too? You have people in there at night too.
Well, we've got a 16U and a 15U.
Oh.
Baseball team. Okay.
They're going to be doing the weekends. Huh?
Games. They're asking for practice two nights a week. And we got firemen. No, listen, the baseball field's not open 5 nights a week. Two.
All right, we'll check.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's time there.
And your guys checked to tell me that you're at night. Just, that's not a big deal. Yeah. I forgot who it was that reached out. I'm like, no, you're always there. Yeah. We're not in his way. He's not in our way.
Who's that?
Mark has Mark a little Mark. Team in the corner practicing baseball up top with us.
Okay.
Yeah. That's normal.
Yeah. All right.
No problem. Thank you.
So I mentioned the Little League, too.
Do you want to switch out there? It's cool.
Put the door open, it helps.
Yeah.
Bring the beer pack in.
Do you have more to add? I was just going to announce that we had the two teams at Payne. What else? Because that's really all I know about. So
the numbers for registration are just like football in the world.
Yeah.
And we have the district administrator coming tomorrow night. We have Payne tomorrow night for the meeting.
Yes.
So the district administrator is coming, and the discussion is going to be about, if you would ask me again, there's a lot of personality conflicts.
Yeah, but that's nonsense.
Tough to deal with. I mean, it really is, because, I don't know, like, we don't have enough kids to have our own 12 team, 10-12 team, or minor league. I don't even know if we have enough for a minor league at the football. So I don't know what we're doing yet. We won't know until next week.
Well, at least this is happening. And listen, basketball, I mean, I do basketball. And without Ansonia, we don't have anything.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
That's
easy for basketball. It's not necessarily that easy.
Obviously,
for you guys.
Still have to figure out what the problem is and why kids aren't registering for football or registering for baseball. I mean, I don't know. There's I've been around. I can't figure it out. They just don't want to play.
Can I just add to that? All of this time I've been saying it's money, it's money, it's money. We said come for football. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we do the same
pay
thing.
Pay nothing right now. Just come.
It's not money. They just.
So I'm at a loss.
I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, 6 o'clock they're gone. 3 o'clock, you got a shot.
I was going to say, I think it was,
that's
the only thing I can think of, but then you're talking about not getting coaches.
Here's another thing starting in the spring. Williamsport, in all his infinite wisdom, he's making these rules that kill everybody. Starting in the fall, 4-year-olds to 8-year-olds or 9-year-olds don't even have to live in the town they're registering in.
Wow. They're
going to get a better deal than Ansonia or Shelton or Seymour. They could go there.
Orange.
And they get Williamsport's blessing.
Orange.
Anywhere.
Orange.
It's like school choice. It's going to be.
But let me ask you, the receiving town has to say you could come.
If you're not running a program, the
people
aren't
going to
send their kids here.
Well, Orange, if Orange has 100 kids, we don't need 5 kids with 30.
Well, teams you can have, right? There's no limit to how many teams you can have.
Just for conversation's sake, I mean, I worked in the area. How many fields does Orange have on it? Six?
Well, they're the Orange on. Old Tavern Road.
Yes, that's
a Little League, probably 2 or 3, because they're off size.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah,
but there's five. But there's two full size.
Okay. Full
you know, men's baseball. Yeah. Could be six, but
high school teams there too.
Yeah, that's what I just full size. All right. Well, hey.
All I'm saying is,
today in this town, 3 o'clock. Listen, I was pitching for a middle school age football team under the guidance of Pop Warner. They come right out of school, okay? And they practice at the Picnic Grove like the freshman team did, all right? The high school coach who told me he has people that can coach that team, so that coach problem would not be, okay? And they would be separate from him, but they're under the guidance of him. And they practice after school, and then on Sunday they go play Pop Warner game.
So this group that's coming up, this 10, 11-year-old group that should be in the middle school next year, maybe we can figure that out.
Well, I think that's a great idea. I mean, you know, my son coaches in Delaware.
Yeah.
And he actually runs the middle school football program, and he's a part of the high school yeah. coaching staff. And it's they've seen their numbers go yeah. way up.
It would make them it would encourage mm-hmm. them to stay in Derby too.
Yeah.
When they decide on a high school, if their middle school coach that they've had through middle school is also a high school coach.
No, he's affiliated. They're affiliated. They cannot they really do people. There's legal legalities that say they can't.
Pop Warner kids after school, they'd have to be a Pop Warner coach for those hours. They'd have to
right.
all the expectations yeah, sure. of Pop Warner.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you go play a Pop Warner game.
And then yeah. high school afterwards,
right.
if you want.
Well, yeah. they would be there at the same time, yeah. only in different factions. I don't know. I thought if we were able to try it this year, now, you talk numbers, you really don't get excited. If we got like a half a dozen more yeah. kids. But that's the difference for yeah. us.
Big difference.
Well, I mean, for us. Right. Yeah. If you got 15 kids, now you got 21.
You know, but to bring something up, I remember, you know, when I was coaching up there, if we had 22 kids, we were thrilled. We had a big team. It was all, you know, 16, 17.
Anyway, and that's impossible.
And
that's the plan for basketball that I run. That's what we're going after this season. And so you have four teams, middle school teams, waiting for us to get our act together for that middle school league. We couldn't. We have 40 kids on the middle school team. So it kind of like ate up what we wanted to do. But this year we're going after it. You don't leave right after school. All right. We got three gyms we can use. What's that?
I was going to say, I feel like he exaggerated the number a little bit. We had 20 kids on the middle school team.
Okay. All right. Okay. Anyway, we couldn't do what we were hoping to do, and I hope to do it. Same thing with football. Listen, 6 o'clock, bye-bye. They don't come out. There's a lot of reasons that we're not used to when we grew up here, but it's not the same. They don't make it up. Not everybody.
In basketball, we already have the middle school team. Right?
Yeah, and listen, keep it. Keep it. You have an A team. Then have three others.
Yeah, it's working.
And Sonya had four recreation teams that they just played each other. That I was going to deliver two or three, which I did. And I know.
After school?
Yeah. Listen, we didn't do it, Kat, so we don't, I mean, we're hoping to do it. It's the same idea, like the Pop Warner. Kids don't make it out at 6 o'clock, all right? The 3 to 6, wherever they are, their parents, themselves, whatever, there's something else going on, and it doesn't get them into a recreation sports situation at 6 o'clock. That's what we find. But none of us has numbers.
In middle school, how are they going to play recreation?
Well, they always could. They don't. That's a separate team. That's a separate team.
We've been talking about from after school.
Listen, it's either that or we crap out like we're doing. If we don't try anything new, then let's just fizzle away.
Yeah, everything else is different. So we gotta,
yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I don't know. I've been doing this 32 years, and that's what I see. And I think capturing these people right away is the way to go.
Yep.
Otherwise, we don't provide them with anything either, right. By the way. What do we offer?
Yeah, you don't have any control over that little league thing. I mean, if you want your son to get to, you know, little league training, he gets to pick any time he wants to go to, any school, any town, right? He wants to go to, that's Little League National said that? He said?
Yeah.
And that's a problem for us.
4-8 or 4-9. And then that kid could play, if he goes to his own Airlines or wherever, when he could play that for his whole career.
Right, exactly.
So it's not 4-9.
Huh? It stops at 9 or does it go older?
Right now, this coming year in the spring is going to be stopping at either 8 or 9. I can't remember.
And then after that, they're going to make them go to their town again?
No, they could stay where they are.
Oh.
So it's
next
not
year. Next year, it's only open to 4-8.
It's like
and then they'll just.
So in other words, they'll let the Airlines stay where he is.
Same thing. That's terrible.
That's how are we going to survive? What? We can't survive now.
I have to go to the league to say if you have waivers for Derby that I haven't told you about, do not approve them. Send them back to me. Right. If I haven't told you about them, I haven't approved them.
Right.
I need kids.
Right.
I don't want to hear that there's a kid in West Haven. I don't want to hear that you've got Antonia's got all my kids. You better tell me. And so far, the only ones that I know about are the ones I've sent away, unfortunately. We'll see.
So they have to get your approval.
They're supposed to.
Yeah, right. By rights.
Right. I have to excuse myself. I have to go to pick up my dog.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
I'll be in touch once I have the rest of the information.
All right.
Good night.
So, okay. We had this summer programming that the CIAC provided. Just talk a little bit about that. It went over rather well for us. Of course, I think our numbers do assist us in not really having too many problems with these things. But what we did find is basically what's kind of happening at Ryan Complex is it's starting to turn into, even though our numbers are real low, it's year round kind of stuff. We used to have a break in the winter. We would. I'm talking about the facility. Okay. We would have a break in the winter, obviously, you know, Thanksgiving and then a break. And then we'd have our spring season and a break. Not so much anymore. The winter time slows down, but the kids still come down and work out in the weight room. Summer, we seem to be going right through the summer without a break. Okay, not that you need one, but all I'm talking about is the facility itself is doing more than it used to. Even though our numbers are really low, we have way more going on. It's just that not that many people doing it.
Right.
So basically what I'm trying to say is the summer months where we would slow down a little bit schedule-wise, not so much these days. And I don't really know where that's headed, but it could stay that way. I don't really know that this will go away. Some of the coaches took pretty good advantage of it. Some of them didn't even do it at all. But anyway, that's a summer programming situation that we used to not have, and we do now. There was some questions regarding, can you brought up insurance and whatnot. So, I mean, really didn't think that really had too much to do with kind of like anything other than we always do. In other words, we're insured. I don't get special insurance for anybody. I myself, you got a charter. I'm sure Pop Work Football has to have. We didn't really look into it, but I don't really think we need any additives coverage wise for what we were doing in the summer.
You really should look into it.
Yeah.
God forbid something.
Well, let me ask you something. Board of Ed, right? You. Do you insure all your teams separately?
Yeah, they're all insured.
separately? Like or, the baseball team? Right. So that's the city. That's what we have. That's what Parks and Rec has. Okay. But we will be looking at it because it's the first year. And if there's any indiscretions that...
As long as it's offered to all the programs, you can't pick and choose. Football could do it, and basketball could do it. I mean, if basketball is going to do it, then now you got to open your gyms to them, too. Oh. High school's got to open their gym.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, it's just got to be, it's got to be offered to everybody.
Yeah, I thought it was. I mean, I never thought it was.
We offered it to every team.
Yeah, every team.
So the other teams?
Yeah, every team. Wrestling was in the wrestling room. Yep. Wrestling was in the wrestling room. Basketball was in the gym.
Okay, so basketball did it too?
Girls did. Boys did not. They just didn't have enough interest.
That was true.
Huh?
That was true.
No. I didn't even know the girls were doing it.
Is that through the Board of Ed yet?
Well, it all technically ran under the umbrella of Dennis, but I got permission for them to utilize the gym per Jim Hoffman.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. It's not a problem. The umbrella works right.
It's not a problem until somebody gets hurt.
Well, then it's negligent. That's the only way they could sue us.
Conversation like
this. And that happens. It
has to be something where, you know, the board of Ed and you guys are working.
That's everything we do. I think
this is a different program that's never been offered before.
I know, but we don't have to jump through special hoops.
Some sports want to do it, some don't.
Well, that's up to that. We can't, you know, that's up to that. But if you're going to do it, you're going to be fortified with safety. Listen, it's under the umbrella of Parks and Rec because for some reason the Board of Ed whiffed on it. And that's not a good word, but it came to me. I'm going to tell you what happened. It was getting ready to start, and we were inviting kids to play. And I said, Parks and Rec. That's the reason. The invitation was the reason. Okay? Listen, you could get 20 kids go up to the field any day of the week and do whatever they want. But we invited them. That's why the umbrella of Parks and Rec, I decided that was something we should do. Not even thinking that we really would be called on it, but I thought it was a good idea.
Well, it's an excellent idea. It's not about the idea. It's about...
Because it wasn't there, okay? We were starting like 2 days later. Ask her. She remembers when we decided it, because me and her decided.
Well, all I'm saying, Dennis, is that you could do things forever and ever and ever, and nothing ever happens, so you don't have to worry about it. But as soon as something happens, that's why the coaching certification became so stringent, because the kid up in Massac is a paraplegic because he got hurt, and now just anybody couldn't go on a wrestling mat and coach a kid. You had to go through all this coaching certification, now, which in the early days we never had to do. Anybody who wanted to coach just had to get the permission of the Board of Ed or whatever. And that particular incident ruled it for everybody.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
But now coaches have to go through hoops in order to coach. They got to, you know, and up in Hartford, they put their papers on the desk and they let them stay there for months and they don't approve a coach.
We're talking about insurance coverage. For programs under the preview of the recreation department. Okay. So we're assuming these kids played basketball, these girls' teams. Assuming they had insurance through the rec department because you have the umbrella coverage. Anyway, right?
No.
Blanket coverage. No.
City.
Yeah. City. Oh, well, the city. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Blanket coverage. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never
had their own insurance. Right.
Board of Ed sponsored events.
Yeah, but the Board of Ed didn't sponsor this. That's what
I get all
that. The city has insurance.
Yeah, the Board of Ed's not responsible.
Listen, if there's a rip in the carpet and somebody tears their knee, that's on us. All right? Yeah. The city's getting sued. But
I get
it. We're covered.
Yeah. Okay.
And we're only negligent. I mean, that in my experience, when we get in trouble, it's negligence. is what we're cited for. And those have happened over the years. You don't expect that at Hayden Field. They're brand new. Everything's pretty good. But I have us covered.
The only thing I'm saying is, as a board, I'm talking as a board of vet person right now. As a board of vet person, it has to be more organized next year.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Both groups have to know
that's exactly fair.
Who's practicing and
it was
rather than us.
Well, listen,
the CIA final was very late in the year.
Yes.
Once we did, we came up with a practice schedule. I sat down with the coaches. I went and met with Dennis. Yeah. Dennis, we would run it under the umbrella of Derby. Yeah.
It was me too.
I understand that, Jen, but you got to. I came to this board here long, long time ago before this even happened, because I'm on that committee with Kat. You know, that they
and were. We waited for the final decision. We waited.
Did not worry about that aspect of what we were doing. Not really, not a bit. Only because we've been doing this stuff forever.
No, this is a new program.
Okay.
Jen, were you going to say something, Jen?
It's a great program. That
so next year we're going to have a new program. Literally.
Jen, you good? Or are you adding something?
No, I'm good.
Okay, so, all right. Now, I do have here that we really should look into it. I put administrative regulations that we should be examining. Again, we did this really quickly. Okay. It was time. I mean, but I really don't expect to do anything different, honestly. From my end. All right. Summer program, 1 week left. We registered 140 kids. We get numbers there. Weather has been horrible.
Yes.
Wow. So attendance is, you know, sporadic. If it's not 100, it's raining. It's very challenging. Hopefully we have a good week this week. We had a good day today. And we got 4 days left. It's a good program. The weather doesn't cooperate so much. Thank God we have the cafeteria at Bradley School, breakfast and lunch, because no one could be outside for 5 hours.
Yeah.
This stuff, it's dangerous. We have all kinds of water and ice hanging around because we have to. That's my biggest scare, is dehydration. So we really try to hammer that appropriately. Community center. We are straightening out the lights around the building. We had a bunch of lights that were out for years. It's not poorly lit at the community center. It's just that Derby's lights don't work. Now, we know that people got shot not that long ago. So Derby needs to fix their lights. And we did. We got one more to do. And we're increasing the surveillance. We're doing pretty good with our area based on what happened. Okay. Last year, some guy got jumped and beat up last August. We've had everything except people getting shot. Now we have that. The only thing we don't have is somebody dying. That's the only thing that's left. So it behooves us to have our lights 100%.
We'll fix it.
So that's what we're doing there. And that's almost
done. Still got somebody, a kid swimming?
Yes. Yeah. As good as ever, believe it or not. And I'll tell you right now, a whole bunch of them don't come back, but you know what? It's a very popular program, and thank God, because we make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we had pretty good. But if you go there now, it looks like daytime. It's going to look like daytime. Kind of like, holy crap.
Yeah, I mean, the firehouse, too. It's all bright around the parking lot. Everybody's saying, wow.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's what we need.
City property.
And the cameras too, because that's part B. And that's where we're at. Okay, we talked about the signs, and me and Mike are going to see Brian tomorrow. Okay, that's it.
Jen, you have anything?
Yeah, just thanks again to Dennis for the summer program. It went really successful for our kids. Hoping to give them a great leg up heading into the fall season. All of our coaches are very grateful, so are our players. Today is the last day of that summer practicing. Football OTA start on Thursday, the 15th, and all practices for all of the teams for the high school will start on Monday, the 19th. And then middle school will start the week we come back, the Thursday, I believe it's the 6th, 5th or 6th of September.
All right.
I'm meeting with my coaches on Thursday evening. I will have a full practice schedule for you at the next day. Dennis, everything should be set that night.
All right.
One question. Has the recreation department, you've been in a long time, 32 years, John, I know, ever gone for a grant?
No. Have we ever gotten a grant?
Well, you won't get Mr. Applied for it.
Yeah, but me, myself, I've never applied for a grant.
Okay.
That is, okay. Okay. And I sit down and no.
Okay. I was talking to the Garfield, the Luther Rec. Commissioner, he says, guys, look with grants, especially being, distressed community.
Okay. Now, like what for? I mean, just an example. I mean, I'm not being
fencing and lighting at Bradley School.
Okay.
Like a backstop when I retired 20 years ago, still in state condition.
Well, it's been on the capital plan list for, and now there's, and it goes easily. In February, I want the backstop.
Yeah,
right. In June, I want something else
because
we got through the backstop.
Right. Yeah.
But that's Parks and Rec.
Right. You know? No, but I just didn't know if you had done it. I know we went from the playground in Bradley School.
I'm going to tell you something.
We got 10 grand.
Jack Walsh kind of steered us away from those things. He was the executive director of Valley United Way. He kind of thought that municipalities. We were talking about specific grants like Matthews and that stuff. He never thought that we were good candidates for those because we're a municipality. I'm just telling you that.
Okay.
That is.
Now it's different,
though. I don't know.
Do we have anybody that helps
with? We have a grant.
Here's a grant writer. Yeah. And the thing about grants, the primary. Grantor would be the state, or the federal. So the key thing is to have a plan, have a system in place to say, hey, we want to say renovate Bradley School. Just an example. And then have the engineering, have it ready. Mm-hmm. So then they say, then they have money. Say, here, this project's ready. The projects that are ready go up to the top of the list.
Right.
You know,
who's the city engineer now?
Yeah. The city engineer is Loops Engineering.
Not Kevin?
No, he's the zoning.
I'm sorry.
But I mean, there is also a grant writer too. So, I mean, in terms of like help.
It works out of here.
She's like on the contract basis. She does there's a grant, then she works on it.
Does she get paid? If she gets a grant, does she get paid from the grant?
I'm not sure what the arrangement is.
I got a $55,000 grant for the air system when I was fire pressure at the storms, and the person who wrote the grant got paid out of the grant.
Instead of paid, that's how it's set up. Yeah. I mean, that's if there's a specific grant to be applied for. But if it
right.
Another way is to say, hey, we want to get bond money from the state and so forth. Well, I'm saying that's just a different
path. That's right. For that. Yeah.
Well, if it's ready. Yeah, or if she could research the things that might be for.
I didn't know if they had gone that
way. Stuff that for places that benefit.
Well, I mean, Ryan Complex.
Yeah, I mean, I was amazed. This guy came in, wrote the grant for the fire department,
$65,000 to get paid out. That was done. It was installed. And that was the end of it. Wow.
Well, when there are pots of money, that's the way to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
and it's a viable project.
Yeah. Yeah. So
we've gotten small grants. I want to give it a shot for the constellations. Because I'm a constellation customer, I put it in and they gave us $500 for the field up there. I mean, then we built the Great Ditch Foundation. With the foundation, we've made $3,000 or $4,000 there so far in the last few years.
But that's donations. That's not a grant.
That's not grant. That's donations.
Yeah. But it's worth, you know, in terms of the capital plan, it's been less than a predictable process, but in a looking forward way, it benefits any department to look at what are your capital needs. Not just I need a BAP stock in April, but like to lay it all out so that they know. Because if it's not on the list, there's no way that anybody could put. I don't mean to.
What I'm saying is it moves because the Parks and Rec schedule is
moving. It's moving. Yeah,
right.
But what Mark's saying is okay. So look at it now. You know, now is the time you're going to look for next spring,
right? Well, because who knows if they're going to fund it or, you know, there's not money either. That's the other issue. But the need still exists.
Well, they nobody says no with overdraft. So
well, because if they don't know that it exists or of say, a backstop, say, or a smaller project, when there's like at the end, they say, okay, there's a little bit left over, then you can say, all right, we'll do that and get it done. Say, small, you know, in bites of smaller projects.
And by the way, the soccer fields are beautiful, so beautiful up there. They really are. Nobody ever sees them.
But they're
beautiful.
I drive up there every other day.
They're beautiful. John Gilbert, right? Was it Johnny Gilbert?
Yeah.
They were beautiful.
Remember, John.
Tell Michael, thank you for that soccer field where they cut that grass. And even on the banks, they cut it up. Oh, it's very nice. Very nice getting there. Okay. Make a motion, we adjourn.
Discussion of the big great one.
Nice try, Mike.
Oh, that was one.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we had.
Sure.
Okay. Want me to lead in there, Mike? The discussion pertaining to renting the the great one. Right. That's what we're talking about. And we had the Board of Ed signing up for a bunch of dates. And we had questions as to exactly what was going on. So we did find out. And the Board of Ed decided to rent the grade. So that's where we're at right there. There's some questions that were brought up. We could ask, maybe you know the answer to this. In the fee schedule, they put price tags on tables and chairs. I'm thinking those is if we rent those chairs to somebody else, not for
the ball.
No, yeah, right.
Okay. And we didn't do it by how many people or anything.
Yeah, right. No, okay. So it is if we were to rent the chairs to somebody else, say, hey, okay, you want 100 chairs? It's $500. You're taking that.
Right.
And we're getting
it. We know what the capacity of the room is. That's all they can do in it, what they have up to or whatever. The room
he means room. Leaving the building.
Yeah. Oh. No, yeah, we're not charging for chairs in the great room.
No.
Yeah, why would you rent an empty room, right? That just wouldn't make any sense, would it?
We don't need that, yeah.
We're sit on the floor and give everybody a pillow.
Maybe next year we need to do that way.
Anyway, they're renting it. All right, so that's progress in that direction.
They're actually renting it?
Well, listen, they may decide not to, then they're not coming.
Okay. That was my question.
It's the contractor
Well, listen, I went upstairs and they said they were going to make it happen. So, who was the checks from? I don't know yet.
Yeah,
as long as we get the money, I don't care.
Yeah, or they go somewhere else.
That's possible. Right.
But whoever's applying, they should apply and fill out the application so we know
who.
That means I can't go for free now.
You?
Who do they apply for?
We don't even know what the seminar was, but it was going to be for free.
Well, listen, we've had the cops there, fire, all derby different groups, and they don't pay.
Yeah.
No. The arrangement was with the seminar. They were, in lieu of paying, they were going to let Derby residents go for free.
Not residents, but school personnel. The principals, which is like four of them. So that's who was going for them.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And that was their pitch for the room.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Straighten that out.
Straighten that out, yeah.
Tell you that you're going to work at the board.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't go there today, but.
Well, why not then?
Did you see him coming up the stairs?
They don't have any I didn't come in right away.
And we have an elevator.
Yeah.
Listen, I go down on the elevator. My knees, I go down. Going up, I need to. Down, I can't.
Nice job, Dennis. Thank you for that.
Okay, buddy.
Now we're ready.
Make a motion to adjourn, sir.
I'll second it.
808.
I got a favor.
Aye.
Opposed.
Okay,
Jared Paul will go to bed.